Hello, it's me, Hannah, your host. Welcome back to Hannah from Atlanta podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to be doing my 2024 ins and outs. I figured I would do this first to enter in the new year with this podcast, since we have like a new design, we have a new feel, we have a new structure, and I just like that idea. And it's a great way for future Hannah to remember what is in and what she needs to throw to the curb. But before we dive in to the ins and outs for the year, I want to enter a new segment called News of the Week. So every week I will explore an article, a news piece, a video, and incorporate it into the conversation. I think this is a great way of tying like movies and music, but also to news, articles, TikToks, whatever the Gen Zers are talking about. So today's news for the week is this Substack that I read. It's called You Don't Need to Document Everything. And it's pretty much talking about how you don't need to sell your life off so cheaply to strangers, i.e. not everything needs to be documented online. And she took the concept of this video that was going viral about New Year's Eve in Paris and how everyone was so busy filming the countdown and the fireworks that they forgot to experience it themselves. And I think something that was very dystopian about it was even the moment where there was this woman, she had just given birth and she had the phone recording that intimate moment of her family meeting this newborn. And it was just so surreal. And I mean, even later in the article, they talk about like family vloggers and like putting a camera on a kid that really can't, you know, consent in a sense because they're under 18. But I don't want to spoil the article for you because I think this year in 2024, it's important to read. So please, if you have time, check out the article. I'll put it in the show notes below. But I think this article was really eye-opening, especially on a social media detox for the next 90 days, which I will expand on next week as I am wrapping up the first month of it. But without ado, let us dive into the 2024 ins and outs. I feel like this is a really great way of setting the tone for the year. And I don't know about you guys, but I feel like the year for me sometimes doesn't really start till February because it's like my birthday month. It's like the second month. We've done like a trial run of January. And I just feel like January has gone by fast. It does feel like I'm set better up this year compared to like last year, but I don't want to dwell on the past. Let's dwell into my ins and outs. So we're going to start with the outs because I think that's like a really great way of setting the tone. Like this is the energy I don't want. And then we'll go into the ins. So my outs for 2024 are self-doubt and questioning myself, feeling small, money scarcity, comparison, FOMO, no phones first thing in the morning, hitting snooze, imposter syndrome, mindlessly scrolling on TikTok, no more, not allowing myself to feel my emotions, putting energy into things or people who don't put energy into me. And the last one, and I think the most important one on this list, is the fear of being seen. I really want 2024 to be the year that I just created to create, and I didn't really care. Like, I didn't care about calling myself like a content creator or calling myself an influencer, because at the end of the day, I've like thought about this deeply, like, is that like a sphere I would want to dive into? No. I think I would like to have a community of people who enjoy things that I talk about, who enjoy learning and discussing the world around us. And maybe there's like money on the side, I guess. But at the end of the day, like I like my 9-to-5, but we also live in a very dystopian reality that like, that's not common. that's not the norm. I'm going to just always give gratitude that the time and place of everything worked out for me. But I think when it comes to doing things online, you're always like fearful of like how people will perceive you. And if you know me and you're listening to this, you can like tell me, but I'm just gonna stay true to me, create to have fun with it, and forget the fear of being seen. Now on to my ins for the year. The first one is sobriety. I have been sober for the last 2 years and almost 4 months, so I just want to keep that going. I thought I was going to break it, but I really like being sober. The money is great, like, you know how much money I save, but also too, it's just like I'm currently like in a wellness journey this year, and I just really don't want to mess up my wellness by bringing that toxicity back in. And my walking pad is in. I've become a walking girly, and I really enjoy that during my work days to like not even increase productivity, but like, I mean, I don't know what the chemical is that comes out when you walk, but I love getting that exuded, especially like after a lunch, because I always get that like lunchtime slump. Then I really want to do more workout classes this year. I've been getting into my Pilates era. Another thing is early bedtimes, early mornings. I have Pilates at 6 a.m, so I have to go to bed at 10, 11 o'clock so I can wake up at 5 to go to Pilates. So I want to keep that going. And I hope future Hannah has done that because it's very important. And I've done super well. The next thing is 40 plus solo dates. I've already gone on one. I went on a tea experience. The next one is 3 solo trips this year. I know for a fact 2 of them, what they would be. One's like going back to Kentucky to see Jack Harlow. And then the other one is exploring Chicago. I don't know what the other one will be, but I'm going to let life figure that out for me. Maybe I'll look into my astrocartography and see what other city would be like a good place for me to check out. The next thing that's in is letting go of things that no longer serve me. Because I think happiness is very fleeting, and I could explain that in another podcast episode. If I'm feeling joy, like real joy and contentment, I think that's when I know something is serving me. But if I don't feel that, I'm just gonna let it go. The next thing is I want to do quarterly social media detoxes. I'm doing that right now. Every quarter, I want to try something new when it comes to social media to like understand my relationship with it. So by the end of the year, I'm in a better place. I want to do more journaling. The next in is being present and patient, and also just recognizing like these are the moments 5 years from now, I'll be like, wow, like the nostalgia of it. Be present and be patient, peeps. And then the next thing that's in is faith and understanding that my faith matters and deepening that understanding. The next in is listening to more books and podcasts. Now that I don't mindlessly scroll and don't really have the access to, because I downloaded this app called Opal that really controls my social media intake, it'll be really important for me to just like read more books and podcasts so I can stay informed with what's going on. The next thing is staying true to who I am. And this ties into like the fear of being seen. I think your authenticity is your gift. So stay true to who you are and the community will come. That really ties into my last in for the year, which is just post it. You don't post for an algorithm, you post for that person that you're trying to speak to. And that's super, super important. And I had like the craziest thing happen. I just posted like a TikTok talking about loud budgeting for 2024. And I got a DM wanting to use it as a feature. And I think that's why you should post. Not for an algorithm. Post to educate or inspire or entertain people. I really hope this was an episode you enjoyed. I'm so excited to be back doing this because this is truly healing. Hope you have a lovely week and I'll see you next time.